This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in, that's interesting, a story in the Wall Street Journal that says Google plans to introduce an ad-blocking feature on its Chrome web browser. Yes, that Google, the one that makes $1 billion selling those ads. And I know, why would Google want to make it easier for users to avoid them? Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Google's new tool, according to the Journal, would filter out the most annoying ads, pop-ups, and those videos that start blasting automatically, like this one.
Find victory in the massive diversity of war thunder.
Google had no comment today, other than to say it's exploring a multitude of ways to support better ad standards. James McQuivey is a technology analyst at Forrester Research.
Sometimes when there is a consumer movement afoot, you have to go along. And this ad blocking trend is certainly a consumer movement.
At last count, more than 615 million devices around the world were blocking ads, according to PageFair, which helps publishers get around ad blocking software. Johnny Ryan is the company's head of ecosystem. He says Google could end up charging more for the ads that don't get blocked by essentially clearing out a huge portion of the market.
That means that that market will no longer be available for purchase. But whatever else is left available will actually be more valuable.
And as much as we complain about ads, Forrester's James McQuivey says people actually engage with ones from brands they like.
So Google might be quite rational in saying, let's help people get rid of the ads they don't like and therefore put a premium on the ones they do like.
And if it goes ahead with the plan, he says Google gets to look like it's on the customer's side. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.